Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Just lift up your voices and just bless Him. Bless Him not because it's a routine. Bless Him because you love to love Him. Just go ahead and bless Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. There is no place I'd rather be than to be in Your presence. Your loving kindness is better than life. Lord, I bless Your holy name. Lord, I worship You. Lord, I worship You. You are my life. You are my strength. You are my vision. You are my mind. You are everything. I can't thank You enough. Just give Him praise. Just give Him praise. Give Him praise. Lord, we give You praise. Lord, we give You praise. Lord, we give You praise. Heaven and earth adore You. Lord, we bow before You. We just say we love You. We just say we love You. We just say we love You. This is where we want to be, in Your presence. This is where we want to be, in Your presence. This is what we want to do, just to love You, just to love You, just to love You. There is no questioning of Your greatness. Oh, Lord, we bow before You. Shandala ba 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 ya da 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 boku shanda yida da 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 ba ya da ba 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 da boku shata jide de boku shanda yada ba la ba ya da boku shala ba ha. I love You, Lord, because there is no thought in my heart that You don't know. Kaba ya da ba shanda lidi di di boku sata la ba ya da ba 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 ya da ba 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 la ba la ba 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 ha jide de boku sata yada ba ya da ba 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 ya da 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 shida da da boku si ya da 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 ba yo sata la ba ba ba. How I love Your presence, Lord. I love Your presence, Lord. I love Your presence, Lord. Shabadia da 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 bakata yada.
Oh, God.
Father, we'll come before your greatness this moment. We take the position that it's not about us, it's all about you. So let your kingdom come, let your will be done, let your counsel stand, let your plans be revealed. Even so, we'll ask you, open our hearts, open our soul, open our city. Invade us, transform us, revive us, energize us. Thank you, Father, because every time you show up, there will be healing, there's deliverance, there's mercy, there's favor, there is grace. Even these are many more. It's our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we thunder amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Before you take your lovely seat, please let's appreciate Reverend Ben and Pastor Kay. Can you please stand to your feet and just appreciate our father and our mother? You are doing it as if we are forcing you to do it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, for this opportunity to stand here. We also appreciate Pastor Pamela. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Pamela, Pastor Anne Willie, Pastor Dio, Pastor Joy, Pastor Victoria, Pastor Portia, Pastor Peter, and all the live group leaders. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. You're welcome to the first midweek service for the month of March. I thought we'd be excited. Yeah. It's getting better every day. You know, Pastor was leading us to pray on the first day of the week and said, the month of March happens to be the beginning of spring. And he led us to pray some strategic prayer the first day of the week. And he said, this is the season where there is contention, but this contention is in our favor. All right, I believe that in this month of March, everything that has been designed for us, spoken about for us, will be delivered to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Say your amen like you mean it. Okay, and since we don't go to club, and this is church, in quote, we had better be alive, smart, excited, because it's not a boring place, it's not a dull place, right? God is in this place, and where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Look at somebody, say, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So quickly, we are going to look at a series this month that is focused on identity, which is stemming from we are family, all right? So we are looking at the issue of identity, and I'll run quickly. You know, when your chief is in your front, you better be precise and concise, all right? So precisely and concisely, let's get to the business of today so I can, all right? Okay, today, looking at identity, I'm going to be looking at a short discussion with a question. Who am I? The question of who am I, in a bid to answer that question, people have given themselves to different pursuits only be to find out who they are or say this is who they are. Some have given to pleasure, some have given to power, some have given to position, some have given to possession, as though all of these have named kind of define who we are. Because if we know who we are, it shows in how we behave, how we relate, and how we engage life. All right. I remember Reverend did an illustration here in one of the midweek services. He caught somebody who wasn't, in quote, an irregular guy. So when you were praying for your wedding, how was it? The person talked about how he was running HR, drawing budget, and all that. Then he called the present monarch brother. Then he was the son of the Oba, and said, when your wedding was coming up, how was it? What did you do? And he responded, I just showed up. Like, what do you mean? He said, I just showed up. He said, what about suit, clothes, venue? His response is, I just showed up. All right? So that royalty mirror kingdom royalty, all right? Because of who he is and who he was, all he needed to do for such a big function was to just appear as a big boy. Well, for somebody else who is not perceived and who does not perceive himself like that, he has to draw a lot of leads, run up and down. Even when the event proper will come, you still see the person run up and down. It's come and dance, he still be using hand to say, Mona, serve the drink. Mona, you know, you're hearing all those busyness. But for him, all he needed to do was to just appear. And it had nothing to do with worrying about if the money will come, if the clothes will come, if the this, if that will come, as it were. So the question is, if a biological royalty is like that, and that is a mirror of kingdom royalty, who am I? So we're going to look at this in four parts quickly. The first part is, in a bit to answer the question, who am I, is our original position. Our original position, you see it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. If you're with the slide, just follow me. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea, birds in the sky, and over every living creature that move on the ground. The emphasis there is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness. Who am I? The question of answering the question of who I am is taking me back to my source and my origin. And the law of first mention is very important in defining something. So the first time this whole question of my image was mentioned was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And say, let us make man in our image and our likeness. So it would be wrong for me to define my identity without my source. It is wrong for me to talk about who I am without inclining to where I'm coming from. And in Genesis chapter 1, we are seeing here, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. The image of God here talks about the form of God, and the likeness of God talks about the function of God. So naturally and originally, I was caught out in the form and the function of God. Right? Form and function, image and likeness. That is who I am, not what I'm doing now. Hallelujah. I guess most of us are familiar with this. That is who I am. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. Well, let's take it further. Having been made in the image and likeness of God, that is who I am. That's what the Bible said in quote. But sometimes life experiences doesn't look like as if I've been made in the image and likeness of God. Between when God said I'm made in the image and likeness of God and now, what has happened? There are some things that has happened. Number one is you see the fall and what was lost. Right? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say that you must not eat from the tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the trees that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good. Sorry for the typo, and evil. That was where sin came. Disobedience to the instruction. Then if you look at Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. When that disobedience happened, even though you were not the one that disobeyed, but that singular act of disobedience in Adam, on which we were in his loins, affected all of us. That's why the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is we fall short of the image and likeness of God. Hello? When that sin happened, the image of God in us was distorted. And the function of God in us was distorted. Let me backtrack a little. What he said, let them have dominion. First Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In other words, if God created us in his image, he wants us to function the way he functions. And God is in heaven ruling. So he created us to rule here on earth. Hello? He did not just create us to look like him and just be like that. We have to look like him, function like him, behave like him. So he's in heaven ruling. So he created man to be like him and function like him so a man will rule here on earth. That's why I said, let them have dominion, rule. So when this happened, man lost his image. Man lost his image of God, his identity of God. And also, man also lost his influence, authority, and rulership to dominate the earth. Hallelujah. Are we together? So when the fall happens, the things that also fell, not exhaustively, is our image of God and the life of God in us was lost. We also lost freedom. The freedom to be able to make choices. Because when we lost authority to the devil, we didn't have an option to choose right or wrong anymore, yes or no, to choose whether I want to be sick or want to be healthy, to choose whether I want to be free or be in bondage. We lost all that, as it were. We lost our privileges. It was anything the master, the slave master, decide we should have that we'll get. Then we lost our authority and our access to God's resources. You see all that in Genesis 1:26. We also lost our blessings. But if that was it all, it would have been a problem, a big problem. But there comes a ray of hope, and there comes the restoration and what was restored. Hallelujah. There comes the restoration and what was restored. What was restored? In John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God, typo. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Get it this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. I was thinking, I'll say for whatsoever believes in him. And since it's not whatsoever believe in him, the top priority for God's restoration plan was my image and my identity. Hello. Yes, he came to restore the world. He so loved the world. But he did not say whatsoever believes in him. He said whosoever believes in him. He loves the world. He wants to save the world. But his top priority in coming to save and restore the world is me. That is why he said, for whosoever believes in him shall not die but have an everlasting life. And said, so his son came into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8-9, he said he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above every other name. Why are we looking at Philippians chapter 2, 8-9? Showing you that this is not Christian literature. It's not Christian literature that, you know, sometimes you can, so familiar with a literature that you can't relate with the person behind it. It's showing you how he died. He died a criminal death. He who knew no sin died like a criminal. Why? Because I am top priority to God. Hello? Because I am top priority to God, he had to make him go through that process because of my value. Because he needed to restore me. Because he needed to save me. He needed to also redeem the world. Hallelujah. Does somebody say amen? Say, I'm loved by God. So it took Jesus Christ to bring about my restoration and my redemption. Jesus is the image of God. Don't forget, in Genesis chapter 1, we said, I am made in the image and likeness of God. Is it not? So it's taking the image of God to restore me to the image of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 said, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Hello? It is Jesus that brought about my restoration and my redemption. Is it not? Hello? And the Bible is saying that the Son, which is Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. I have to emphasize this because when we say, I am made in image and likeness of God, we are not referring to your soul, we are not referring to your body, but we are referring to your spirit. All right? We are talking about your spirit here. And the Bible is talking about, here, it says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In other words, God himself came to restore me to himself. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
We are seeing the interplay of image again. Who is the image of God? Hallelujah. Now, we are seeing restoration and what was restored. The first thing that was restored when Jesus Christ came to die was my image and my identity. My image, my identity. That was the first thing that he came to restore. In Psalm 8, verse 4 to 8, the Bible says, "What is mankind that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made him a little lower than Elohim and crowned them with glory and honor." Take a look at verses. "You have made him rule over the works of your hands." Does it look like the same thing he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26? "Let them have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fish in the water." You have made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. All flocks, herds, animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the path of the sea. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 4 to 17. "For as many are led by the Spirit of the Lord, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Indeed, we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Follow me closely. In 2 Corinthians, let's just read out the Bible verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 21. "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Hallelujah. If you look at those Bible verses closely and clearly, Jesus came to restore us to where we were before the fall. And where we were before the fall was having a form and a function of God. So who am I? I am a son of God. I am made in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. Who am I? I'm not what I achieve. I'm not what the works of my hand. Forget what magazines tell us. The first 10 billion under 30, under 21, 40, first 20 billions. Those are distractions. Those are not, you cannot use visible, perishable materials to measure the value of my life. I'm not worth paper. Paper cannot quantify my life. If paper was to be able to quantify my life, then Jesus would not have died. God would have brought some good amount of money and paid that amount of money for my ransom. If he did not pay physical cash for my ransom, therefore you cannot use money to value my worth. You cannot use building, you cannot use asset to value my worth. Somebody posted, he said, "Everybody is trying to look successful, not necessarily trying to be successful. Because we dress trying to look successful, we hold phones trying to look successful, we appear in places trying to look successful. The places I go to, the things I have, the things I do, has nothing to define my success. And what I attain has nothing to define my success." Reverend always said, "I am successful even before I started because my image says so." When the prince got married, he wasn't the monarch, but he just appeared because of his identity. So I don't need to work to be successful. I just need to come to a realization of whose I am, therefore I am successful. Hallelujah. And you know, coming into realization of whose you are, it helps in how you engage life. He said, rule, dominate. Now, if you don't know that you are successful, if you don't know who you are, he said, have dominion. What you're supposed to have dominion over, begin to have dominion over you. You begin to negotiate in the place where you're supposed to give command. Hello? You begin to negotiate. You begin to, will it happen? Will it not happen? Should I? Even when you come to the place of prayer, you are You are trying to negotiate God to get things done for you. He is your father. I'm made in his image and likeness. Without praying, he will still sort me out. Hello. So I'm not balancing it. I'm not praying to get things. I'm praying to have a conversation with my father, with the one I love. I'm praying because that is how I maintain my identity. Hello. Hello. We pray because that's how we maintain our identity. We don't pray to get things. We don't pray to get stuff. Because have you noticed, even people who are not born again, they get stuff. Hello, don't they get stuff? They get stuff. So if we are praying to get stuff, and people who don't, unbelievers, are not praying and they get stuff, it's not possible that then prayer is not useful. That is not the goal of prayer. The goal of prayer is to maintain my relationship with my source. That is my image. That is how, the more I look at him, the more I behold him, the more I'm transformed into him. So, notice, we are made in the image and likeness of God. When we fell down, our image of God was distorted. Jesus came to restore us into that image. We are not there yet, we are a work in progress. So the more I stay with him, the more there's a correction of my identity. The more there's a correction of my image. The more there's a correction of how I see the Father, which now reflects in how I see myself. And how I see myself shows in how I engage my world. So most times and oftentimes, the problem is we don't have a clear picture of our Father. We don't have a clear image of God the Father. And so since we don't have a clear image of God the Father and we are his express image, it is difficult for us to have a clear image of who I am. Have you also noticed that if you are royalty and those who seem to be, who kind of have some self-awareness who they are, when they come into a place, they don't introduce themselves by what they do. They call their names. They don't introduce you. You come like, when they come, you say, I'm engineer. You just say his name. When he say his name, it's not for you to start doing the maths. He will come and he say, this is my name. I am, so I don't want to call any name now. I am this, I am that. Or I am Benson Akigbe. You start doing the maths. I'm not talking about even Benson Akigbe Senior. I'm talking about Benson Akigbe Jr. If Benson Akigbe Jr. appears, I'm talking about Yeshua now. If he appears in a scene and he says, I'm Benson Akigbe, you start doing the mass. Which Benson Akigbe? Is it? So he doesn't owe you an impression. He doesn't need to impress you. That is who he is. He mentioned his name, you start doing the mass. Then when you say it, he said yes. Then you now see double honor. When he says his name and you say, is it Benson Akigbe? Because there is a person that makes a name acceptable. There are people who have been bearing that name, but somebody appears from nowhere and makes the name acceptable. So when you now say, I'm Benson Akigbe, you now say, is it the Benson Akigbe, the life coach, now making the name acceptable? When he now says yes, come and sit in the front, sir. That is how life plays out. He just mentioned his name, not what he does. He won't tell you, I'm engineer Yeshua, I'm doctor Yeshua. He doesn't do all that. So if you look at royalty, that is how they play out. They come into a place, forget what they have, forget what they do, and just appear in a scene and say, I am this, and the gate opens. So if biological names open gates, hello, if biological name open gates, even if the royalty, which is very, the chances that a royalty is timid is very slim because they train them not to be timid. It is 0.001% to have a royalty that is timid. To have a name that is accessible and the person is timid, the chances are very slim. So even if the person is timid, the moment you realize that this is who the person is, you accord the person the honor and the respect of the person that has made the name acceptable. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, as I tie up, just now, when your chief is around, you don't have any business staying long on the microphone. You don't have any message to give. The message is it. Alright? So, if that's what it is, I am made in the image and likeness of God. Look at somebody, say, stop introducing yourself by what you do. Tell somebody, stop introducing yourself by what you have. Tell somebody, stop introducing yourself by the persons you know. Stop introducing yourself by the places you go to. Introduce yourself by whose you are. I am a child of God. I am formed and in the image of God. I function like God. I have access like God. I rule like God. Life answers to me like God. I am born for dominion. I am born for answers. In the name of Jesus. Speak in tongues for a few minutes. Just go ahead and speak in tongues for a few minutes. That is who I am. That is who I am. Let it enter your subconscious. Let it enter your subconscious. Because of what Christ has done for me on the cross. Because of what he has done for me on the cross. He has restored me to my original position. I refuse to be timid. I refuse to be what life has made me. I am what God has made me. Just go ahead and begin to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit. This is who I am. My identity is in Christ. The express image of the living God. Just go ahead and speak in tongues for a few minutes.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.